Salutations, my friends. Give me 1 second. Sorry about that. Had to go and grab the patreon.com/freedomfaction link. So for people that are joining in, they understand what's going on. Guess what, gang? It is Tuesday, which means it is your Instagram live. I don't think we will be going live with people during this transmission, maybe on Friday or maybe next week. I got a lot of stuff I want to get to. As far as news, clearly people want to hear more about the coronavirus and everything that's going on with that, so I'm going to update you on that. But before I do, I want to fire through a few quick updates. I say a quick few, but there's really only one I want to address with this transmission. We have, I told you guys last week that we, you might start seeing some new posts over there at Liberation Legion. And what that means is we basically have a new admin. You already follow him. It's Jay of Truth is Our Religion. That's right. Jay of Truth is Our Religion is now helping me run Liberation Legion. Pretty fired up about that. So expect some pretty cool content coming your guys' way. And expect more of these types of collaborations. Sup, brah? I just told them, for people that are listening right now, I just told them that Jay of Truth is Our Religion, who just popped in, will be helping us run Liberation Legion. Now, a few other updates. We are at 30 of 40 exclusive members. We hit our 25 mark, which has secured the Instagram Live that you guys are witnessing right now. For 10 more exclusive members, we will do exclusive shows every single Friday for those members. The 25 plus members that we have, they've secured this for you, the public audience. But the 40 plus that we will be doing the exclusive live shows for in the future, that's who it's for. So if you guys want to basically help the world, help me do this a little bit better, think about joining patreon.com/freedomfaction. Help us secure the funds to increase the messages, to increase the message. You like our coverage? Help us secure the transmission by giving us the funding to do so. It's that simple. Wow. So where do I start? The world's on fire. Australia's burning. Kobe Bryant died. People don't really care. The Grammys just happened, and we're all waiting for Sunday because it's the Super Bowl. Wow. That is truly crazy to me. Americans love our distractions. We got the Grammys coming up. We got the Super Bowl coming up. And people literally can't do anything other than putting their head deeper into the sand because I truly don't think people are equipped to deal with such chaos. Real talk. I'm going to fire through some of the topics we're going to be talking about with you guys, and then I'm going to give you a quick update or at least news blitz of what's going on with the corona/Wuhan virus. I'm going to talk to you guys about how to avoid people for hating you for not having the same beliefs. Figure I got a few words on that. Talk about the Great Awakening, end of the world scenarios that celebrities are running from. Event 201, which we are now seeing play out across the entire world, the coronavirus, which is now being declared a global pandemic. And if we have time, this is something I'll probably have to do like a future transmission on, but if we have time, I'm going to get into preparing for end times, storable goods. Are people doing it? Not really. This is a question sent in to us by one of our exclusive members. And if you want the truth, I think this is something I might cover with the exclusive members because they actually care. They're invested in having us put together this information. They're invested in having us do these types of transmissions. They're invested in actually caring about what we do. So as much as I want to do this for the public, I think I might have to do all that end times preparation of storable goods prep talk for exclusive members. I want to do it for the audience. But again, a lot of the things I talk about falls on deaf ears because I'm throwing out pearls before swine. It's the sad truth. And if we have time, after talking about preparing for end times, storable goods and stuff like that, we'll talk about the rise of the satanic super soldier and godless Hollywood. So these are the topics that you guys have submitted. These are the questions that we'll be going over. These are the things we're going to be talking about. And before I get into all of these things, like I said before, let me just give you a quick news blitz on the coronavirus. This headline comes from Business Insider. It's by Aylin Woodward. They put this up January 28th. It says, experts say that the Wuhan coronavirus is more contagious but less deadly than SARS so far. This next one comes from Reuters. It says that France has a fourth confirmed case of coronavirus. This next one comes from Zero Hedge. It says Hong Kong researchers have developed a coronavirus vaccine. There is just one catch. I don't know what this is. I'm sure I'll post about it and read about it later. But you guys get what's going on. There is a virus out there killing hundreds of thousands of people. That is the sad truth. The video that I posted just before coming on to the air with you guys is how the CDC says that 110 suspected coronavirus cases are identified in the U.S. Public health risk remains low. Let me see if I can get this video up for you guys and try to play it for you. Aiden, I'm going to have to go ahead and kick you out because you're talking smack that I don't really want to hear these days.
Someone here in the valley confirmed to have the newly identified strain of the coronavirus, making this the fifth case in the U.S. and the first here in Arizona. A lot of misinformation is out there right now about what this actually means, but our Adam Waltz is live at the Department of Health Services on ASU's Tempe campus with more on what we need to know, Adam.
Nick, we know that Maricopa County's first confirmed case of the new strain of coronavirus is linked to an adult in the ASU community. That person recently returning from China, where that person visited the Wuhan province, the center of the disease. And we are actually outside of the health services building at ASU in Tempe. And just right on the front door, they have a sign reading, "If you have traveled to China recently, please tell the staff." Arizona Department of Health says this is the only confirmed case in Maricopa County. That patient is currently in isolation. We spoke to Arizona Department about the virus and what it means.
Identified
means chaos. So before we go headfirst right into the coronavirus, I want to fire through some of these topics. It'll be about the third or fourth thing that we talk about. Event 201. Keep that in mind. We are going to be talking about Event 201. This was something that they pre-planned literally months ago. It's got the fingerprints of such a rolled out pandemic, such a controlled pandemic that it's crazy. From the patent numbers that are there, Bill and Melinda Gates having their fingers all over it, the almost instant response worldwide. I'll be getting into more of that later on. So keep that in mind. But before we do, I got to say, go ahead and join our exclusive members program. I have to say that. I don't have to, but I'm going to say it. One of the questions we got is how to avoid people for hating you for not having the same beliefs. And I thought that was a very, very question. Ricky Clay says, do you feel like there is a target on your back all the time? I guess I just keep running and working. How to avoid people hating you for having the same beliefs? The simplest thing I can say is replace your surroundings and replace your friends and refine your internal orientation. A lot of people will never really have your beliefs. They will never believe what you believe. They will never think what you think, and you shouldn't think what they think. But the fact that you have people that don't have this level of mental maturity to allow people to have their own points of views and don't chastise them for doing so, we don't really see this. I talked about this just this past week on the show, how we're not really being taught about freedom, individuality, divinity, and liberation, you know, true human things, independence. What we're being taught is obedience, submission, coercion, manipulation, and so much more. And this ties into how you avoid people that don't have the same beliefs as you. Like, think about it. These are the people that are most closed-minded. I'm sure most people are willing to entertain another person's idea, or at least entertain the opposing side's thought process. But what we're seeing these days is just, as Darren Mills says, closed-mindedness, not mindfulness, mindlessness. And you can't really blame people because think about what they are subjected to. Think about the kind of things that they entertain themselves with. Good Lord, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about. I'll talk about it later on. But I went to the gym the other day, and as you all know, Kobe Bryant died. I've been going to the gym for like three years, like every day. And this buddy, the guy that's working at the gym, buddy of mine, I go in there. He's looking super sad, like a close family member died or something. And I ask him, gosh, hey, what's going on? And he says, I'm just feeling so bummed, you know, about Kobe. I'm looking at this dude. He's never made any mention that he liked the NBA, that he paid attention to sports. But here he is, idolizing this person because of what they're all experienced, what everybody is exposed to. It was the strangest thing. And so I tried to talk to him, you know, about real world stuff, what's going on. But the fanaticism, and we talked about this just last week, but the fanaticism that is driving people is very dangerous. They truly don't know. They truly don't know is the easiest way to finish that sentence. They don't know. And so they talk about what they can comprehend. They talk about what they can, what they want, what they can get. And I think that ties into what I was trying to say at the start of this transmission, is that people, I can't really fault people for not really knowing how to assess this. I can't really be mad at people for not really knowing how to react to global pandemics, misinformation. I can't really blame people for not really knowing what to do when they see all this crazy shit. I guess because, you know, this is my everyday, I understand that we need vitamin D, we need vitamin K, we need vitamin C, we need iodine, we need soil foods, we need face masks, we need water filtration systems. I guess because, you know, this is what we deal with every day. I understand the craziness of it, but I don't see the point in putting my head in the sand, acting like these things aren't happening, you know, trivializing it and moving on. That's very dangerous to me. So to get back to the point, how to avoid people hating you for not having the same beliefs, all I can say is, again, refine your internal orientation. Don't listen to everybody. You have to learn the difference between listening and hearing. Hear what people have to say, but that doesn't mean you have to listen. And you can at the same time respect them for having the opposing view, but the minute that they don't have that, that's whenever you've got to unfortunately wash your hands of the situation. This is something I'm teaching myself even today. Not a lot of people deserve responses. A lot of us get triggered into saying stuff that we really don't mean because we're just caught up in the mode. And that's the problem. So to put a pin in this, how to avoid people for hating you for not having the same beliefs, you've got to, again, replace your surroundings, be aware of who you are, and don't let other people tell you what you can and cannot do. You see, I could spend an entire segment of this show and on the flagship show talking about this, but I wanted to intro that because as we're going into the year, dude, I'm telling you, with everything that's already going on, you're already going to have people who will cling to the illusion, who will cling to the lie, who will cling to everything that is everything other than what is real. And I talked a lot about this last season as well. The desperation that we have to make the facsimile of the real, real, and how dangerous that becomes, because then we truly just expect images to get us through. So it's very real. But this also ties into what we're going to be talking about next, the Great Awakening. And I put this here after this because you have this already happening. You got some of these truther /conscious/woke pages hitting me up saying, hey, man, I can't believe you posted that about Kobe. You know, what's going on there? And it's like, oh, my bad. I didn't realize that that's what we got into this shit for, was to tear down idols and to expose all this. I'm sorry. You see? And so... Let me stop being facetious and get back into this. I wanted to talk about the Great Awakening after talking about how to avoid people for hating you for your beliefs, because that's what it's all about. When people say stay woke, it triggers me because I feel like we're supposed to be constantly learning something new. We're supposed to be constantly evolving, constantly growing, constantly transforming into different versions of ourselves. I remember back in like season 6 or 7, I learned like the base components for like stardust, and it was like carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, potassium, and sulfur. I think so, yeah, and sulfur. And I began to explain to people how we are literally creations of the universe experiencing itself. And the reason I say all these things is because people don't have these same beliefs as me. The more I begin to understand myself in orientation to everything that's going on, I probably sound like a batshit crazy person. Real talk. I probably don't sound normal because, well, have you seen what's normal? Are you going to watch the Super Bowl? Have you seen what's normal? And so I wanted to start this transmission off by saying you have to understand yourself, because as we're going into this new year, there's going to be a lot of things that try you to transform you into who you need to be by the end of the year. You want another example? I used to do a lot of crazy stuff back in the day, but now I'm over here addicted to fish oil and magnesium and iodine. That's how it works. I transformed into the person I became because of what we're going through today. Keep this in mind, because you have to be conscious of your transformation as you go through it. This is why misinformation so real, disinformation so real, but at the same time, why you have to have a better dialogue with yourself. Why you cannot fall prey to distractions, celebrity worship, idols, you know, the latest trend, you know, the football, Super Bowl. You see what I'm saying? And the reason I say this is because we're being given a false version of an awakening. And I talked about this a lot a few years ago, too. I need to stop archiving stuff by seasons, but I think it was 2018. I began to like get this realization that we're going through a massive transformational shift, that the humanity right now is transforming to such a degree that it is almost incalculable. And so we've been given these technological devices, these digital minders, these matrix media devices, to interface with what's going on. Let me see if I can explain that better. I say we've used their tools of enslavement as tools of enlightenment. These were given to us to absorb everything that we're supposed to be going through today. When you see me up over here trying to talk to you guys, providing conscious content, you know, real thought-provoking things, authentic material, genuine things, that's me being aware of the enslavement that this induces and trying to fight through it by providing conscious things, by providing original organic things. And you can't find this. You can't find this anywhere else. And that's why I'm very proud of what we've created. But get back to the false awakening. This is, again, why I have such an issue with so-called woke Twitter, with even the woke community to a degree. We are being lied to. That's why this virtue signaling nonsense, this, preaching of tolerance nonsense, it's all a disguise. There is no law that will legalize morality. You get what I'm saying? But because we bought into this system that literally tells us that you'll be free, you just got to vote a little harder. We play by their rules. This was another question I got asked just the other day. I don't know if I have it here in my stack. You know, if we'll have freedom in the next decade and how to fight the New World Order. But this is all in. People have to be conscious of how many different ways you're being affected. You see, another thing that I'll spend a lot of time talking about this year and season is the concept of what I call co-opted consciousness. And I see a lot of people over here in the chat talking about how being air quotes woke is part of the agenda. It's not about waking up, you know, and how people are talking about love, light, positivity, and all these other things. How, to a degree, we're now learning that being woke has somehow become a trap. This is what I mean by co-opted consciousness. They have somehow figured out, and I talked about a lot about this last year, they have somehow figured out a way to weaponize consciousness expansion. And I'm going to talk a lot more about that in the future, too, because they're using things like drugs, pharmaceuticals, psychedelics, barbiturates, and so much more to put that silver lining over everything. You guys may have noticed that I posted that article right after posting about the coronavirus, how cannabis could help fight superbugs. Well, whether or not that's like 1,000% correct, I don't know. But at the same time, for people that have been paying attention to the Instagram lives that we've done, we've talked about weaponizing weed as well. I'm all over the place. To talk again about the co-opted consciousness and the false awakenings, we have to understand that we are going through this transitional period and that this is not our destination and that we will overcome things that we're experiencing, but we have to make sure that we're doing it for the right reason. This is another reason why you guys hear me talk about the pro-human renaissance-based future. This is something that talks about, this is something that I'm trying to talk about that empowers the individual, that reminds us of our divinity, that reminds us of our ability to create, to be in the image of God, to create things, to be more, to not be degenerate scumbag pieces of garbage, not sitting up over here talking about capitalism, communism, fascism, you know, socialism and all these other things, but to get back to the base core component of humanity and helping one another. We don't do that. We have these phones, we have these digital minders, and we are so divided and separated from natural law these days that we have no understanding of what's going on. This is, again, what I was trying to talk about at the start of the show, how I truly don't think that people are equipped or capable to really understand what's going on. You have an entire generation that has been, like, habituated to playing freaking Xbox Live, PlayStation, sitting on their phone. They have no idea what's actually going on. They truly are blinded. And that's the sad part. And so let me finish off this Great Awakening segment talking about the spiritual journey. And then we'll get into the end of the world scenarios that you see celebrities running from. You know, one of the things I'm beginning to gradually appreciate with my page, with how we're doing things and so much more, my own research, my life, is the authentic, organic, like, nature I have. You guys may have noticed I started trying to share more Bible quotes. It's because I wake up every day, open up the Bible app after I read from my my men's daily devotional to try to get an extra dose of spirituality. And the reason I say this is not only to exorcise the satanic people in our page, you know, to bring out their demons, but it's also to refine my spiritual strength, refine my spiritual power, not my willpower, my spiritual power. I'll figure out a cool way to say that in the future, but you get what I'm saying. They have robbed us of religion. They've robbed us of our ideals. They're taking us of our rights. We think it's okay to have no morals. And guess what? We're all becoming degenerate scumbags. Pure, plain, and simple. A few of the questions I got, because I had posted about Kobe Bryant's untimely death being predicted on that show, Chamberlain Heights, back in like 2006, I had a lot of people saying, hey, where can I find more information about godless Hollywood? Well, if you were able to get off Instagram, go to the website, find that article, you would be able to find that section right there where it listed all kinds of different articles about godless Hollywood. But to stay on that topic, connecting it to the spiritual journey that we're all in, we're all growing together. Love me or hate me, you're going to learn something on this page. You're either going to love me for prying open your third eye, or you're going to hate me for doing what did I say yesterday? You're either going to hate me for prying open your third eye, or you're going to love me for trying to die and provide what I can. And so at the end of the day, I don't care. It's not about me. It's about the message and it's about the work. And that's the spiritual journey that we're on. If we keep getting caught up in distractions, we get caught up in all these other things, we're not able to refine, again, our spiritual strength and understand what's going on. I really wanted to tackle that better. You know, I'll say this and I'll get into the next segment. I was talking with Ashley Rogers of SoCal Natural Health briefly about, because she replied to the story about how I said, guess what? More celebrities are going to die. Get used to it. It's the perfect time to ditch the scene. Shit's about to hit the fan. Why do they want to stick around? And so she messages me and she says, hey, you're right. More celebrities are going to die. And I say, Ash, you know, and I don't, and I was trying to say, like, hey, have you noticed? Oh, God damn it. How am I going to say this? I'll say the first part first and I'll get into the second part because that ties into it. The first part of it is, as I was already telling you guys, is that we're going into a period of change. We're transitioning from the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius, the paradigm shift, 4D, 5D, however you want to look at it, end times, this, that, and the third, Mayan calendar. There's so many different examples of the chronological time period that we're in right now and all the cosmic things that are taking place and how we're going to be here experiencing them all. It's prophetic, okay? And that's why I'm telling you, our mindset has to radically shift on how we approach these things. And that's what I told Ash, which leads into the second part. We're not going to have this, we're not going to have a very, very, growth is hard, bro. Growth is hard. Change is hard. Time is hard. Living is hard. What's going to happen right now, and as you're going to start seeing here in the future, is things are going to start quickening. And that's why I wanted to start this entire transmission out by saying how to avoid people who want to get caught up in the nonsense. We are going through, right there, Benny Esco says it, we are going through a hashtag global shift. And you have people who are either tuning into it, or you have people who are either falling prey to it. That's why they're legalizing all the drugs. That's why they're putting all the stuff out here. They're saying, hey, guess what? It's all real. If you want it, go ahead and take it. This is why, again, we're not being taught about self-mastery, self-ownership, self-discipline, you know, any of these things, because they want you to engage in the grandiose nonsense. They want you to engage in the decadence, in the largesse, you see. That's why they're just laying it out there. And I talk about that with Ash briefly because I was trying to make the point that I see my mindset drastically shifting. It's not that I'm not optimistic, hopeful. or any of that type of stuff. I'm probably one of the most hopeful people you'll meet. But what I find my mindset and my spirituality like approaching towards is like a Zen peaceful point of view. I really don't know how to explain it. It's like, and I've been, the sad part is I've been talking about this on the show for a few years now. It's like, once you get this knowledge of everything that's going on, you get this weird Zen-like focus to where you're not necessarily concerned about all these external things, as real as they are. If anything, you're worried about how that affects your relationship, not only with yourself, but also the external. Are you going to fall prey to all the chaos that's going on? And so I want to save that conversation for later, because it may play a part in it. But there's a lot of things going on right now, guys. Spiritual people are understanding it. Religious people are understanding it. Financial people are understanding it. You know, scientists are talking about it. Environmentalists are talking about it. It's very real. It's very real what we see going on. So to close out the Great Awakening segment and to move into the end of the world scenario, what I'm basically trying to tell you guys is that you can see the creation of a new type of, I don't want to say a new type of man, because we're still going to be here. Our children are going to be here, but a new type of consciousness to withstand what we see coming down the barrel. Don't worry. I'm getting to event 201. I'll tell you about how this coronavirus is trying to kill us all. Give me a second. You got BC Creek High School saying Kyrie Irving is next. I hope not. He follows us. So let's get into the end of the world scenarios that celebrities are running from. I didn't get time to do this. I wanted to download my boy Vince Staples' music video, because let me remember which one it is. It wasn't North North. Which one was it? It might have been Blue Suede. It might have been Blue Suede, Big Fish. I don't know. But Vince Staples is this this California rapper I've been listening to for a while now, and I remember him putting out a music video a few years ago. Was it Earl Sweatshirt or Vince Staples? It was one of them dudes. And they put out a music video. They put out a music video, and in the music video, it's basically them destroying Compton. It's them destroying their community. And then at the very, very, very end of the music video, like, Vince takes you outside of Compton, outside of like LA, wherever it is, and he shows you that as all this destruction is going on, you got a budding young family watching through some kind of porthole window. That's right. So as we're sitting over here destroying everything, you have a mom, dad, and Susie Q over there thinking, hey, this is a great show. Now, the symbology behind that was the destruction of everything that we know and hold sacred while other people watch. And I've talked about this in varying different ways, you know, with the Space Force, the military-industrial complex, the breakaway civilization, the rich people that are living in the deep underground military bases, the people that are in Australia, the people that are in New Zealand, the people that are in Switzerland. You know, you've got to understand. What I'm going to talk about now in this next segment is so real that it is almost frightening. You know, you have to understand that we came into this through a lot of different angles, my friends. Not only through Jade Helm 15, not only through UX 16, not only through Operation Gotham Shield, Thunderstorm Spiral, the NDAA, the riots in Ferguson. You know, indefinite detention of journalists. We came in through this. Through a lot of stuff. And so when we're talking about end of the world scenarios that celebrities are running from, you got to understand, there's already a certain part of Virginia where they don't allow cell phones, where they have the satellites go over, but you'll never see any of the image. You got to understand, there are certain pockets of the elites who already know what's going on. They are they communicate differently than us. What are end of the world scenarios that celebrities are running from? Plagues, extreme weather events. Just last week, the United Nations talked about that. They said, go ahead and get used to it. These extreme weather events, they're going to become more frequent. You got people running from food shortages, animal die-offs, and so much more. What is it that they're running from? Societal collapse is the easiest way to describe it. Social disintegration is how the Pentagon describes it. when they talk about conducting operations with Thunderstorm Spiral, where they have these mega cities and they have to conduct combat operations in tunnels, you know, and in slums and things like this. What's a better way to come about talking about this? Just the other week, I asked you guys about how, or I asked you the question in our story of, is society in collapse or reform? And I think that's a real question. I think that you have to collapse in order to be reformed, but I thoroughly believe that society is going through a reformation. And I talk about this for years, the socioeconomic reformation. But that sounds all good on paper until we start experiencing these things today. Before I get into the Event 201, the coronavirus and the Wuhan virus, this global controlled pandemic, think about what this would do. Think about what a pandemic of this nature would do to the economy and what it would do to society as a whole. Wuhan, millions of people literally quarantined, told to stay inside their house. Who runs the electrical facilities? Who, you know, sends the food to their local Smiths or their local Walmart or their local Kroger or their local, you know, Piggly Wiggly? Who does these things if the entire town's shut down? Just before coming on the air, I played for you guys a video of how they were, let me see if I have it here. I was playing for you guys a video of how they have began to quarantine certain people in Hong Kong areas, and they're not even coming into contact with them. They're sending in robots saying, hey, here's your food, that's it. Here, stay away. What kind of end of the world scenarios are we talking about that would cause celebrities to say, you know what, the jig is up, I like the money, I like the life, I'm out? You see what I'm saying? These plagues we're talking about, these plagues we're talking about, man. Yeah, think about in 1720, there was a black plague. In 1820, there was a cholera plague. In 1920, there was a bubonic plague. These plagues that we're talking about, what's sad about it too, is we really don't have the verbiage, the lexicon, the words. We don't have a way to describe essentially prophecy. We're essentially gradually talking about the destruction of civilization and the introduction of the apocalypse and prophetic times. You know, like, what do you want me to say? People keep thinking this good thing that we got going on for quite some time going, that it's going to keep going on. The damn internet you have is not going to be the kids' internet you have. The world changes. Stuff falls apart. The center does not hold. That's where we're going. We're going straight forward into the eye of the storm, and that's why it's a perfect storm of chaos. You got migrants coming up from the south. You got extreme weather events bringing in colds from over here on the coasts. You got, like, disease and feces over there on the west coast, man. Like, I'm telling you, really think about the factors that we're casually exposed to every single day. So when I talk about plagues, extreme weather, food shortages, animal die-offs, dude, how many species have died in Australia or are pushing extinction because of these aforementioned extreme weather events? How much food, again, get back to the food shortages. Who's going to deliver those trucks? Who's going to deliver the trucks? Who's going to set up the logistics? Who's going to set up the routes? You see what I'm saying? That shuts down. If you even stop a single day of these truckers getting from point A to point B, you're stopping an entire area from receiving food. Like, I don't want to scare people because, you know, I'm sitting over here just reading. These aren't really facts. These are just like, it's a scribble note. This is just me trying to seem like organized. I'm just reading stuff. I'm just telling you like what it is. This is everything that's going on right now. But hey, guess what? Super Bowl's coming up, so you don't need to worry about that. Did you like the Grammys? Was that cool? Yeah? Did you see a man in a dress? Was that cool? You're so woke. And so this is where we're at. Animal die-offs, food shortages, plagues. And it starts with stuff like this. So whether or not the coronavirus is 1,000% real, I don't know, dude. But it's what comes after the coronavirus that we need to pay attention to. Hope people in Germany love us. Hope people in Texas love us. Hope people in London love us. Hope people around the world love what we do because we do it for you. End of the world scenarios that celebrities are running from. Keep all this in mind. That's why you see them coming out with these new social, or these new celebrities that are kind of like nihilistic and like seem woke, but they're like a part of the group. It's something crazy going on. I'll save that for a different discussion, a different day. But you know, the same way Prince died, the same way Kobe died, the same way, I don't know, Nipsey Hussle died. His death was a complete accident. I don't think anybody expected that. But you've got to think about the stage that's being set for the future. Hey, Australia, I'm going to get out there. For some strange reason, I have a deep connection and longing to get back to Australia. So thank you, Angela. I will get back to you. I will be there. Love from Arizona. Thank you. Let me get back to this, and I'll finish up the end of the world scenarios, and then we'll move into event 201 and get into the meat and potatoes. That's what you guys are listening to. But to put a pin on that, end of the world scenarios that celebrities are running from, remember that just yesterday I posted about how Congress is going ahead and green-lighting the idea of getting funds to spray chemicals in the air. They talked about this just last year. They're going ahead with it now with the modification of the weather, with geoengineering. This will create that end of the world scenario that I just talked about right there. Oh, God. You know, there's so much stuff in just this one segment alone that I'm going to have to move on. The simplest thing to say, you know, I'll say this and I'll move on for sure. You know, you have disgraced former CIA director John Brennan talking at the World Economic Forum saying that engaging in stratospheric aerosol injections, their words for chemtrails, engaging in stratospheric aerosol injections could lead to abnormal weather events that would leave certain areas incapable of having agriculture. Certain places would be experiencing droughts. Certain places would be experiencing floods. Certain places would be experiencing, as I said before, those extreme weather events. And this is what would cause massive population die-off, massive animal die-off, abnormal diseases. And I say this because you have to think about organizations such as Monsanto, Bayer, their involvement in agriculture, what they've been spraying, how that bioaccumulates and messes with the chemistry of the planet and so much more. You can see it in the sediment. It's nuts. And so I don't talk about the end of the world scenarios because it literally it sounds like we're fucked. If you hear me talk about this stuff, it sounds like we're fucked, and we're not. But I just feel like we're pushing it. And the even crazier part about this, and I don't know if I'll talk about this in this transmission, but, you know, it talks about this even in the Bible, that if the days were not cut short, that no flesh would be spared alive because just of how evil things are right now. They are, and I talked about this last season too, about how we're entering into that day and age to where you have evil literally trying to create more evil. Death, that's easy. Death is a sweet release. Living where they can extract everything from you. That's the crazier part. So here, let me move on, because there's so much with that I want to stay away from all that death talk. We have a very, very intense year coming our way, if you guys can't tell. So let's get into event 201, the coronavirus and the Wuhan virus. See if I can play this video for you guys. Let's take a listen. Nope. Sorry. Wrong video. I'm trying to get up the event 201 video where it talks about how this was an event that was planned months ago that we're experiencing today. And this is not a joke. I'll do a quick news blitz and then I'll get into this with you guys. Event 201. Scientists insist that 44,000 infected in Wuhan. They call for draconian measures to stop the spread. This is what I was talking about, by putting in all these people in essentially quarantine internment camp apartment areas. Continuing on, I have a video, an 11-minute long video of a Wuhan resident talking about the coronavirus outbreak. Quote, "Hospitals are packed. You are just left for dead. A million or two have already left Wuhan." This next one comes from the Minds Unleashed. They put this up January 26th. It says 5 million potential coronavirus carriers have already left Wuhan, the mayor reveals. The mayor later on went to resign because he said there's no way that he resigned as a sign saying, I screwed up. I'm resigning. He's basically running from the situation. He knows he can't fix it. Continuing on right here, this is from National News. Mike Adams, one of the people who has been the forefront for informing me on what's going on with the coronavirus. N5 masks are useless. The coronavirus enters the bodies through their eyeballs and warns infected doctors in Wuhan, China. It's crazy. Event 201, Bill Gates and the World Economic Forum simulated the coronavirus outbreak 6 weeks before the case in Wuhan. What's crazy, too, and I played this for you guys as soon as we started this, their case is now showing up here in America. And I won't lie to you guys, I have a friend who is out there in Shanghai. And, you know, I'm tripping out seeing her freak out because she's like, hey, I'm right here. Blah, 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 blah. And then a few days go by. And then guess what? She's on her way back. She's asking for people on Facebook to take her and her dog in. And I'm wondering, ooh, good Lord, we better hope to God you haven't contracted anything. So let's talk about the Wuhan virus, event 201. I'm trying to get this video up for you guys to play it for you. But I just want to go ahead and get into this. You know, if you want my God to honest truth, the purpose of this pandemic is to introduce global pandemics because you need a global government to respond to global pandemics. You have thousands of, oh God, I don't even know. You have cases showing up in Germany, India, France, America, all over the place. You have just, I'm trying to figure out a way to like project or to talk about this stuff. You have cases, like I said, showing up in Arizona. There's obvious signs of it being man-made. There's obvious signs of it being like incubated, stored, and then just like letting it grow. And I talked about this too. You know, the minute that it happened, I said the reason I think that we're having to wait for China to show some kind of involvement is because these people love violating human rights. So they have no problem killing off millions or thousands of their people. What's even wilder too, and I wish I had the video here up for you guys, but what's even wilder here is that they shut down an entire town. Millions of people are quarantined. Good God dang it, man. I want to try to find that video just to get it on record because it is crazy. Jeez. Here, let me play for you guys just this real quick clip of this scientist making this chilling statement about the outbreak. Let me play for you guys this real quick.
Most people had never even heard of the coronavirus. Well, those of us in public health knew about the coronaviruses. Yeah. Because we know about SARS, we know about MERS. We've been concerned about them for a long time. We chose a coronavirus for this exercise because of the threat that coronaviruses pose. The point of the exercise, however, was not the number of deaths. It was to point out that there could be societal and economic consequences from a severe pandemic, yes. Not just health consequences.
You're not only a doctor, but you specialize in health security, Eric. So I'm just curious what you make of the quarantine efforts that have been put in place by Chinese officials and if those will be effective in containing this virus.
Well, this is the largest ever effort to quarantine a city. And I'm afraid I think it's unlikely to be effective. I think that people will have already have escaped.
Most people had never even heard of the
crazy
prior to the coronavirus outbreak. The John
crazy. So I found that quick video for you guys. It's about 2 minutes long. I'm going to play it for you. But just to give you a quick rundown of the video you guys just saw, that was a scientist who helped simulate the global corona outbreak 3 months ago, and he was making a chilling statement. Eric Toner, senior scholar from the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security and senior scientist in the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, blah, 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 credentials, said during an interview with the CNBC that China's efforts to contain the current outbreak of the rapidly spreading super upper respiratory illness known as the 2019 NCOV are unlikely to be effective. 3 months ago, Toner, along with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, took part in a simulation called Event 201, centered around a fictional coronavirus named CAPS that could potentially kill hundreds of millions of people under the right circumstances. And so what's crazy, too, just to get this on record, the virus, the patent that we're already seeing out there, that Bill and Melinda actually do have, they bought that patent. They work with the Pillbright Institute. The Pillbright Institute owns them. Crazy thing. Just go look into it. Don't have the time to talk about it. But they bought a weaker version of the actual virus. And so the virus that we see these days, they have plausible deniability to say, hey, this is not the one that we're working on. But ironically enough, we have everything basically put together to where we can stop these types of things. It's very crazy. It's very, very sketchy. This next video I'm going to play for you guys is of the Event 201 simulation, where we're basically just talking about depopulation. We're talking about population control. Cito says this shit is just crazy all around, precisely. And that's why we have to talk about it. So again, to underline what I was saying before, the purpose of this is to introduce global pandemics, global diseases, to break everything down so they can have that World Economic Forum response, so they can get like a global development or a global development of a vaccine going on. They have to get a global government for this global issue. That's why you see it spreading to all four corners of the earth. That's why you have China being at the epicenter of this with everything that's going on, literally shipping this stuff out. I know it sounds crazy, but just give it time. Keep in mind, too, that just last week back in, I don't want to say last week, I'll say last month, back in December of 2019, the World Health Organization admitted to the UN that their vaccines are faulty. I played that video for you. I didn't play that video for you guys. This is Instagram Live, but there's a video on our page where you can see the UN officials saying that, hey, we have a very faulty, shaky front line with these vaccines. People don't trust them. The jig is up. People know that these vaccines are faulty. That happened just last month, and all of 2020, all of 2019, 2018, we saw Facebook take down so much material regarding vaccines and so much more. Like AJ Lloyd says right there, sourcing materials for distribution. They deleted source materials. They deleted information for us to effectively protect ourselves. Before I play for you guys this video again, all of 2020, keep this in mind as well. All throughout 2010 into 2020, we saw a literal slaughtering, a slaughter fest of holistic / homeopathic practitioners, people who could have helped provide, like, I don't know, some kind of insight, some kind of natural response to these types of things. So just keep all these things in mind, that Facebook scrubbing information about vaccines, health information. We saw throughout the entirety of the 2010s, the killing of holistic practitioners and homeopathic remedies and things like this. The idea is for them to have a capstone, a monopoly on the information so that they can provide the solution. So here, let me play for you guys this quick clip. I may not play it all because I'm not sure how much time we have, but this is the Event 201 disaster put together by the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Let's take a listen.
Prior to the coronavirus outbreak, the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security hosted Event 201, which is a high-level pandemic exercise focused on a coronavirus outbreak.
We're at the start of what's looking like it will be a severe pandemic.
We could be looking at double the number of cases in 1 week and 16 times as many in a month if we are not able to stop the spread.
Yes, they ran a simulation of exactly what we are seeing unfold right now before it happened. The pandemic exercise was conducted in partnership with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. During Event 201, Johnson & Johnson was asked specifically about a coronavirus vaccine.
And I think before we agree that we have a finite resource, we need to really challenge ourselves on the vaccine production. We've seen historically that we can actually produce an Ebola vaccine in a year. It requires flexibility on the regulatory side. It requires commitment from companies. But I do think that before we say that a vaccine is not available, we should not slow down on that. We should pursue that. And I think similarly, we need to explore how could we accelerate production of antivirals. We've seen it happen before in the HIV crisis. It's possible, but decisions need to be made, and we need to bring the right people together to do that.
Okay. And for the moment, before we are able to accelerate production of the antiviral, do you have any initial reaction, since you are potentially one of the companies that could be part of this deliberation?
What we've seen work very well in the HIV field is, in fact, procurement through the Global Fund. So having a centralized mechanism, so financially able to procure on behalf of affected countries, okay, would be critical. I think the second thing is, it's going to be very important that for the business sector, for manufacturers of antivirals, that we have clarity around what the need is and where the need is and who are making the decisions.
As you just heard, when asked, the Johnson & Johnson representative talked about the need for regulatory flexibility for an accelerated vaccine, financing, and business. Not once did he mention safety and or effectiveness. And we see today in the news, Johnson & Johnson are currently working on a new vaccine that they are, quote, pretty confident can be quickly developed. For more, be sure to tune into my recent report covering Event 201 and all of the connections and coincidences. Prior to the coronavirus
outbreak. Thank you. So you guys catch that right there. In order for them to develop vaccines, they needed regulatory flexibility. You get that? Won't be safe, won't be tested, but they need regulatory flexibility. We need to figure out how to hurry and rapidly develop a vaccine so we can begin to test it on these people who are already sick. We have no idea what we're experiencing. We have no idea what these people are exposed to, but we already have a vaccine. It's like, what? It's like, what? How the fuck? How y'all got a vaccine? That's like Kobe Bryant having like a documentary made for him on Hulu 2 hours basically after he died. It's like, how the hell did y'all do that? How do you have a vaccine for some shit that's still happening, but we don't even know it's happening? See, that's why you got to watch out for that type of stuff, because that's that shit that don't make sense. But did you catch that? Regulatory flexibility. They already have a vaccine in development, but in order for them to mass produce it, they need regulatory flexibility. I don't know if I'll be able to find it. I should have done that while I was listening. But realize that Johnson & Johnson, they got taken to trial like a few months ago because their talcum powder, like their baby powder, that was out there giving people breasts. And so are these the people you want to have focusing on a vaccine? Again, do you want Bill Gates, the literal creator of this disease, to focus on the vaccine? Thankfully, we have people over here in the comments saying it. It's the Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. This is very dangerous. And so now we got Johnson & Johnson saying, yes, sir, I'm going to develop a vaccine for all Americans, sir. And that sounds scary as hell. Because think about how many people are already infected. Think about how much you would have to produce. Just truly think about these types of things as a whole. Literally, here, whenever I talked to you guys earlier about how, you know, in Wuhan and in China, they're proposing for draconian measures to help stop the spread. Think about it. Some of the numbers surrounding this thing, it doesn't really add up. But at the same time, the way that this has been incubated, it looks like it's actually pretty real. You have them saying that one person could potentially infect two or three. So every time you're looking at a number, you have to square it or cube it. And it's not really, the crazy thing about it too, is it's not really like a noticeable. It's communicable through like handshakes, through like eyes. You see what I'm saying? Gas masks are selling out. Storable foods are selling out. I feel like a jabroni for not really keeping you guys like on point. Like it's crazy surrounding all this stuff. And I really am having like a hard time trying to put it into words, even though I've had like an entire week. It's like I started off season 10 just last week, and at the end of the show, I'm having to tell audience listeners, like, you know, I'm monitoring the fact that millions of people have basically been quarantined. Like, I think it's somewhere around like 44 million people in China alone that were just like quarantined due to this. And that to me is just like mind blowing. And the news that keeps coming out is just, it for the life of me, boggles my brain, is the easiest thing to say. Here, let me get up some more news for you guys real quick. Instead of going on about this, let me see if any of the news are refreshed. I'll do a quick news blitz for you guys, because this is nuts. Wow. Scientists plan experimental vaccine against Wuhan virus in 3 months. Huh. They put that up 2 days ago. The seasonal flu is a bigger concern, but the Wuhan virus grabs the headlines. And that's what I was trying to talk about last week whenever I was talking about this with you guys, is how I didn't want to call it right out the bat because it is still flu season. The CDC and other health organizations look for epidemics and scenarios like this to begin to push the vaccine agenda. And so I didn't want to call it out right then, but this is what I mean by a perfect storm. You have the flu season coming up. You have people, migrants, people that are coming up from foreign countries coming here as well. You have people who have no idea what vitamin C is, who have no idea what sunlight is, you know, who don't get healthy, or who don't know what detoxes is, you know, any of these types of stuff. And you have people who truly are ignorant of so many different things that's a factor that you have to keep as well. And so just last year, and I think this is another thing that I just kind of have to throw out there just to get it on the record too, but just last year, the World Health Organization declared anti-vaxxers as a top global health threat of 2019. And throughout the entirety of 2019, we saw this discussion between mandatory vaccinations, forced inoculations, and if we have medical freedom in this country these days, we're talking literally about medical tyranny. But what is happening right now in China? What is happening right now in Wuhan? To all these people who have literally been shifted to a completely different place. Here, let me see if I can get this video up for you guys. It's a video of public housing being used in Hong Kong to house people who have contracted the coronavirus. Let's take a listen /watch. And so for our audio listeners, because I'll be uploading this to our audio podcast feed, go ahead and join our inclusive members program, patreon.com/freedomfaction. But in this video, you have a simple table, you have a fan, you have a heater, you have a bed, you have a little side desk, and that's it. You know, then they're going across to the other room. You got a desk right there with a little water purifier, fan, little desk next to the bed, little cabinet, and that's it. You know, and when I put this video up yesterday, I said that it's a nice place to die. That's basically what this is. This is a nice place to die. They're taking people from China to Hong Kong to give them places to stay. So as if Hong Kong didn't have enough stuff to riot about, you literally have the people that they're protesting against, right? Literally sending them diseased people. It's nuts. It's nuts. So the timer just dropped down. It's telling me that I got a minute and 40 seconds left. I didn't cover preparing for end times, the rise of the satanic super soldier, godless Hollywood, the evolution of warfare, and things like that. But I hope you guys understand why this is so important, that this isn't like, that it's not business as usual, but there are so many hallmark signs of this being like a staged and incubated thing that we have to approach it with such caution that it's crazy, that this is not normal. It's normal. I think Americans are used to seeing like this type of stuff in our own country, but the fact that it's happening over here in China is what's blowing so many people's minds, and they're rightfully so. They have every reason to be confused and to be worried. But I'm running out of time, and I want to say thank you guys for tuning in to this transmission. I'll catch you next week. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. If you want to support this operation, think about joining our patreon.com/freedomfaction exclusive members program. Like I said, we're 10 people away from doing live shows on Friday. If you like what you see, you like our coverage, you want to see us do more, support us. Share this message, get this information out there. I'm doing my best. And remember, guys and gals, stay vigilant. Expose lies and share truth. This is Noisera, Freedom Faction. Out.